A large entry hall, forte?
A long entry hall.
Okay, is that your forte? Is that what they refer to?
Forte?
Yeah, is that what they refer to?
We're in a house, hall and parlor house. Or flying
down. Not really. Those terms are not really that familiar with. I'm not really that familiar with those terms.
Okay. Have you seen other small houses of any distinctive design?
Small houses.
Or large.
Okay, let's see. You got your shotgun design. Then you got the basic, what I call a basic block design. There are several others. You got your block design without the porch. Then you've got the ranch style. One level, bi-level, triple level, you know. What else? That's about it, I guess.
Okay. And how about houses that are very similar and they're all right next to each other on the street, very close, and they all look alike? Do you have a name for them?
Oh, well, let's see. They refer to them here as apartments, if that's what you're talking about, apartments.
A row house.
I think we call them apartments.
Okay.
I think we're talking about the same thing. Are they connected?
No, they're not.
They're not connected. If they all look alike, I'm almost certain they're going to refer to them as apartments. And if they're, you know, managed by the same people. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What would a building be in which several or many families live?
Well, that would be an apartment, same as apartment. Let's see, I think they have them call it a duplex if it's only two families, a triplex, you know, three families. But in most cases, it would be an apartment house.
Okay, now, what would you call a tenement?
Tenement and apartment house would probably be synonymous.
Okay. And what would you call a large building in which the residents own the building and share the expense of the maintenance?
Condominium.
Okay. And what do you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of the building, not necessarily at the top, like a penthouse, but this occupies the entire level?
Suite.
Okay. Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain plumbing and repair and stuff. What would you call him?
Almost anything I could say. You call him the maintenance man, I would think.
Okay, and there might be one tenant in the building who works closely with the owners, helps other tenants, shows vacant apartments to renters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do, and I don't know it.
Superintendent?
Oh, well, you have, what, two or three different kinds. So you have the live-in kind and the kind who maybe doesn't live there, which is one I would, you know, like the apartments in this immediate area for the, in the slum area. Of course, the superintendent doesn't live there. So that was my first thought, you know.
I see, yeah.
So I would imagine in some of the condominiums, of course, and some of the nicer apartments, the superintendent may or may not live there.
Okay. What kind of equipment is needed to take care of the yard and garden?
Gardening, you would need something to till. Rake, hoe, mallets, pruning equipment. You also need basically the same thing for a yard. You need a mower, all kinds of trimming equipment for getting around shrubbery, bug spray, you know, pesticides and all that sort of stuff.
And to cut the grass?
Mower.
Okay, and can you tell me about different kinds of lawnmowers?
Well, yeah, let's see, you have the walk behind, and then you have